unclean. This is what I had to shout so people would know I was afflicted. And although I'm no longer ill, today I'm going to tell you my story. For nearly 10 years, I spent every day with a group of outcasts outside the town, just trying to survive by begging for food and water. When I became ill, my husband took me to the priest, and the priest said I had to leave behind my family, my husband, and my children. I had 2 girls and a boy. I've been lost to my family, and they have been lost to me all these many years. Since I've been away, I've heard that both my mother and my father have died. My children have all married and now have children of their own. While it has been so hard to not have contact with my own family, I have made many friends in the encampment. Together, we've worked to protect ourselves from those people who scorned us. A short time ago, I was with a group of lepers at the side of a road. We were waiting for a chance to beg. Coming towards us was a group of people, a crowd, walking with the teacher they called Jesus. Suddenly, one of the lepers called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus told them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." So they started on their way. I stayed and watched the crowd and saw that one of the lepers turned back, praising God in a loud voice that he was healed. And when he threw himself at the feet of Jesus, I was filled with hope. And so I knelt down also. While the leper thanked God for healing him, I was able to touch the hem of the robe that the teacher wore. Jesus asked the leper, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God?" Jesus told the leper to get up and go his way, for his faith had made him well. And I rose quickly and hurried with my leper friend to the priest so that we could be pronounced clean. I thought about the questions Jesus had asked about those who were healed but did not praise God. I knew that I wanted to sing God's praises in thanksgiving, for I believed I was also healed. This is the prayer I prayed as I ran to the priest. Hope you will pray with me. Oh God, can it be true what your teacher Jesus says, that I am healed, that I am clean again? Oh God, in your mercy, let me tell everyone who will listen how this has happened. And let everyone who hears my voice join me in singing your praises every day. Amen. After the 7-day waiting period, the priest said I was clean of disease. Where should I go? I was afraid to go to my home and my family, too worried about the possible rejection. Well, I wanted to learn more about what Jesus was teaching. And because I felt like I had nowhere else to go, and because I was trapped in my fear and anger, I decided to follow the crowd that accompanied Jesus. I was overcome with the idea of living free of the label of being unclean. I had lived so many years with illness, with people turning away from me, with not being allowed to be near anyone healthy, that I could hardly think about this new freedom. Without being crippled anymore, I didn't know how I was supposed to live. So many of the people who follow Jesus say the same thing. They had been crippled, physically or emotionally, or they had been labeled by others so their lives could not be lived in peace. I'm learning from my new friends that most people have some difficulty in life, that most people believe they have been treated unfairly at some time, and that life can be hard. There is a lot of meanness in the world, But the followers of Jesus believe that his teachings are helping them learn a new way to live, a way to love each other and to be loved, to accept the love of God. At times I'm so confused. For too long I have known acceptance only by other disfigured people and have been so completely cut off from my family. For way too long people have turned away from me and I have turned away from them. For these many years I was ashamed about having to announce myself whenever I was out of the camp of the outcasts. When my shame was too great a burden, I just wanted to hide. But I had to continue to beg for mere scraps of food just to live. And at times, people were cruel and threw stones instead of bread. Now, while I walk with Jesus' followers, I am learning many things. I've heard stories about other people's lives and how God's love makes them feel stronger. At times, I'm still angry at God for the suffering he gave me. I'm lost in sadness at leaving my family and unsure about being able to return to them. I am filled with sorrow for the many people I watched die from illness and starvation. I am overcome with despair that my life is worthless, that I am worthless. How can I possibly change this way of thinking? I continue each day talking with and listening to you, fellow travelers, as we journey, hearing from Jesus how God cares about each of us as a person. In most of his teaching, Jesus talks about repenting and being cleansed of our sins, being able to begin life anew. That's exactly what I want. It's what I need. After feeling unclean, being labeled and despised, I want to leave everything behind and start again. But why does my life matter to Jesus and God? How can God possibly care about me? These are the things I think about as we travel. Wait, what's going on? The crowd has stopped and the Master is speaking. Because my new friends and I have trailed behind, we must hurry to catch up. We've already missed some of today's teachings. But this is what I hear. Or, what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. I had to walk away for a moment to think about this. What does this story mean? What does this story have to do with me? I have no coins. I've never had any coins. My fellow travelers tell me that God loves me and that Jesus wants people to know how special each of us is. It seems like the woman could have been happy to have her remaining 9 coins. But she was unwilling to let one lost coin remain hidden. Jesus said she searched carefully, never giving up on that missing piece of silver. She swept every nook and cranny until she found the coin. And then, after she found it, she was so excited that she couldn't contain her joy, and she threw a party to share her happiness with everyone around her. In this story, it seems like the woman cared more for her coins than anyone has ever cared for me. The people who loved me when I was a child quickly turned away from me when I was sick. My husband turned me over to the priest who declared my illness, and it has been easier for me to accept everyone's rejection than it is now to accept God's love. I think I do understand some of what Jesus is telling me again and again, that God cares for each of us and that God rejoices when we repent. While coins mean nothing to me, I know I once had a life that was lost, and I have been overcome by anger and fear and the pain of rejection. Now, as I am trying to find myself, the story tells me that God rejoices over the sinner who repents. Jesus says that we have to repent our sins to have a new life. What wonderful words to hear! But wait, what is this repentance? How do I get there? Is it too hard to accomplish? Oh, my friends, you have all explained that I just have to think about all the things I've done wrong and to regret that I've done them, that I am committed to change the way I've lived so I don't make the same mistakes, and that I promise to live a more responsible life which pleases God. On the day that Jesus healed me, I promise to praise God every day. Well, I find it impossible to praise God while I cling to my anger and hurt. Can I repent and let go of that pain? Well, I want to do that. I want to make amends to the people I've hurt. I want to be done with the anger and to reconcile with my family. I want to stop being lost, so I will live my life as a better person. So then what's the next step? Well, the followers advise me that just as each coin has two sides, the other side of repentance is forgiveness. Jesus teaches that God forgives us, but that we are obligated to forgive others. That the only way to let go of the pain of separation is through forgiving my family for turning away from me. That I must let go of the sting of humiliation by forgiving those who cast stones or called me names. Knowing that God cares about me, I can start over and build a new life. Even if I return to my old home, I am no longer lost. I am found. My brothers and sisters, you have allowed me to journey with you for a short while. During our time together, you have taught me many things about Jesus' teachings. And you have shown me love. With your help, I think I'm strong enough to return to my old home. I am grateful to you, and I thank God for you. Because of you, because of your love of me, I believe that God loves me, and I am strong enough to take this new path. So starting now, and for every day going forward, I will live my life as the coin which was found. I can allow myself to enjoy the rejoicing that occurs in my life, and I will tell everyone who will listen, I repent my sins, I accept God's forgiveness, and I proclaim Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you all for all that you've shared with me. I thank God for the blessings I've received from each of you. And I'm sure that our paths will cross again.